This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Hey everybody, this is Brennan Creswell
and Taryn Willis
with me and my mates. The cool show for mates with disabilities.
Brendan and I have been mates for many, many years, and it's cool that we can come together and bring you a show focusing on disabilities and helping educate people in the community about different disabilities and what is available, as well as inspiring those of us with disabilities.
Keep on listening to our great show. Hey everybody, this is Brennan Creswell
and Taryn Wallace
with me and my mates. Hope things are going all good for everybody.
Yeah, it's actually been a while since we've done a show, so it's good to be back.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So today we're going to be talking about how important it is to have... We speak a lot about friendships on the show and how important it is to have friends, but also to have like a good support network around you, people that you can trust, people that you can just call up and talk to if you...
Friends, family, support workers, you know, anything like that, yeah.
Yeah, or just anybody that you feel comfortable that you can just reach out to at you know, any time that you feel like you need someone to talk to.
Yeah, because friends or people around people with disabilities actually do mean something to us. Because... You know, like, sometimes we can't get around the same or do as many activities with other people, so the ones we can hang out with or use technology to talk to or communicate with is really good, because back, you know, before cell phones and internet, It wouldn't have been the same for us. We wouldn't, you know, have that. Well, we could, but it just wouldn't be as easy to have that same friendship / communication with other people.
Yeah. In saying that, I just think that there's also, because of the technology that we're able to meet with people remotely, and ever since we've had platforms like Facebook and other social networking and messaging websites, it kind of takes away from that sort of interpersonal connection with people. And I think that is also, you know, very important to have as well. I mean, it's awesome. I've heard of people who will meet on Zoom, like, during, and I mean, I know in this day and age, it's not as easy to just meet up with a group of friends and have a coffee, I mean, you know, in this COVID climate. But I think, you know, even if we do meet remotely with friends and do some things, I've heard of a lot of people actually doing things via Zoom and other platforms where, you know, they can have that similar sort of experience as being out, you know, with friends. But
I've always found Zoom quite hard to use for some reason. It just doesn't seem to work for me. And that's coming from someone that, you know, knows quite a bit about computers. But for some reason, I just don't have that, what's the word? Like or... fan of Zoom, you know, how some people, they really like it.
Yeah.
I, for some reason, just have a bit of trouble with it, so I can use it, but it's not a 2-second, you know, get started and get on type of thing.
Yeah.
So now that we can get back out and meet instead of been in lockdowns and whatever with COVID, that's a lot more my liking.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have anybody that you can, that you're able to contact and, you know, ask for their guidance, I suppose, with Zoom?
I've had a few lessons. I can do it, but it's just not a smooth process, or yeah, it can be really annoying.
Bit fiddly.
Yeah.
Sort of. Yeah, and I think it is, a lot of people find it hard to get their, you know, to get their head around the whole thing of Zoom and even other things like it. And I think that's also where having that network of people who can, you can just call up and say, hey, I'm having trouble with Zoom. Can you perhaps talk me through how I can get started, or how I can get my video working, or how I can sign in? You know, anything that you're struggling with, if anybody you know can help you in that area, don't be afraid to just flick them a message or give them a call and say, hey, do you know anything about this website? You know, could you maybe give me a hand or something like that? And even if you're not in the whole COVID thing and they say, okay, would you like me to come around and show you? You know, that's even better.
Yeah, and I've got the plan on my phone where I've got unlimited calling, so that's all good. I can talk to, you know, my mates on my phone whenever I wish to.
So we're just going to go for a song now. Be back after this.
Shining down on you. Ooh, I'll be
Everybody.
You're hanging out with me and my mates on Access Radio 104.4. We're discussing how important it is to have a good network around you. We've talked about how friends can help you with, for example, Zoom or any other technological thing or anything online that you need help with. And also how, you know, how we have this great platform of meeting remotely. And also the importance of meeting face-to-face as well. Now, when we talk about having a good network around you, me being an introvert, we're not really talking about you need to have a humongous circle of acquaintances, but even if it's just a small number of people that you can really count on for when you need somebody.
Yeah, just a small group of a few people.
Mm.
It doesn't always, matter if you've got 10 people you hang around with all the time or someone has 30, numbers, it's not numbers that counts, it's your friendships and all of that. If you've got plenty of friends, nothing against that. What I'm meaning by that is, you can have friends, but the most important thing is the friends you have, not trying to beat each other with the amount of friends you got.
Exactly, quality over quantity.
Yeah, and I kind of get the feeling that some people, they just want to try and get as many friends as they can. And if it works out that you just end up with plenty of friends, let it happen, but don't be that kind of person that tries to
have social acclaim in.
Yeah, that's it. Or try and get every single person to be your friend when they may not have that connection with you.
Yeah. And I mean, as hard as it is, and I'm still trying to, I suppose, accept this, but, quite frankly, not everybody is going to like you. But you know what? that is completely okay, because the people that do are the people that are going to be with you, you know, through the long run.
Yeah.
And so again, it's that quality over quantity. It's that having those friendships and those connections that are meaningful, that really mean something to you, those people that you can count on even if things go pear-shaped, you know. Yeah, it's important that we have those friendships that even if things do happen, you know, those people aren't going to turn against you. You know, these people are going to be, those people are going to be with you, and they're going to support you throughout the entire thing.
Well, I will say I have lost one or two friends through, you know, various things that have happened, but, you know, you focus on the ones you have. So, okay, you might lose the odd one, you know, for some reason, but, like, yeah, okay, you try not to, you know, lose your friends, but, you know, as long as you have friends, losing one isn't gonna change much if you still have friends.
I think it's through these times that we really realize who our real friends are. Yeah, it's through the hardest times. I've heard a lot of people say, you know, through the trickiest, through the hardest times in life, that, you know, it's when you realize who your true friends really are. And, you know, that's true.
And, the one thing that kind of made me realize who my best mates were is when we lost my brother, and, you know, all my friends were really good asking, you know, if I, you know, wanted help for anything and all of that, and, you know, that's good.
Yeah. And I had the same thing when I lost my grandma. I was actually overwhelmed at the amount of support that I received through when my grandma was killed in a car accident. It was amazing. Like, I was part of quite a few different groups at that point, and the amount of support that I received from a lot of people that I knew, some of them I wouldn't say I was really very close with, and the amount of support from everybody, I mean, it could have even been through, you know, not just me, but my family, could be through relatives or friends or even just people in the community. The amount of support was amazing. So with that said, we're going to go to another song. I think this one's quite relevant, actually. Hold on tight.
Wherever it comes, I am ready. 'Cause I know you've been through the worst. I know it's dark, but don't you worry. If I know love, it shouldn't hurt. Hold on tight, would you wait with me now? When the night come, I'll keep you safe, keep you sound. Hold on tight. Sturdy. We won't fall in the rain. hold your head when you're hurting. We all in love, but we're scared of pain. Oh, I'm riding the waves with me now. When the lights go down. You'll be safe, you'll be sound. Hold on tight, would you wait with me now? When the night come, I'll keep you safe, keep you sound. Hold on tight. Hold on tight.
Everybody,
you're hanging up with me and my mates on Access Radio 104.4. We've been talking about how important it is to have a good network around you, especially through the hardest times. And just before the song, we were speaking about how important it is to have that support system around you, especially at the hardest of times. Yeah, and I think it's through those really hard times that we realize just how many people are actually really there for us, you know, and I kind of realise that.
And who are actually there and who isn't as well sometimes.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's true. And sometimes that can happen. I've heard of people who have been through similar experiences to Brendan and I, and some of the friends that they thought that they had actually didn't really respond, or I suppose, or they didn't seem to be there for that person. And I think that is the hardest thing, is realizing, you know, somebody that you thought that you were really close with actually isn't. But then again, there could be reasons for that as well, but I think at the same time we need to focus on those people who actually have our back.
Definitely.
And as I said, it doesn't have to be friends per se. It can be family, support people.
And we've also got to do our best for our friends too.
Absolutely. And that's one thing.
Not just them, for us. You know, you got to look at it both ways, you know.
Yeah.
If you want support from other people with things, you've got to give it too.
That's right, and I think we really...
You can't put yourself above other people.
No, absolutely.
Some people, I think some people have that kind of...
mindset?
Yeah, that they're above others. Mm. Maybe not intentionally, but I just get the feeling that, you know, like I've met people that seem to have that...
Ego?
Yeah, ego, that think they're better, and... You know, they're not. Everyone's the same.
And I think that it is actually so important, and we've spoken about this before as well, how important it is to sometimes put yourself ahead of, you know, other people. Put yourself in their shoes and try and, you know, feel how they're really feeling. And you know, I just think it's so important to, you know, sometimes even if you have to step out of your comfort zone, or, you know, sacrifice something small to you know, give something to someone. I think that's so important that we do that.
Yeah, definitely.
Because one thing that I learned, with grandma's passing, is that even on that first day, second day, people were coming with food, home baking, and people were just there and wanting to talk and bringing groceries and cooking us meals and just doing so much. And I think, you know, a lot of us in my family realised that, you know, we don't really do that. You know, we hear of somebody in the town who's quite well known, and you know, we don't really go out of our way like that. And so I think it was really moving when we realised that people were going out of our way for us to support us.
Yeah, it does show what people are like.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
Mm. And so, yeah, as we were saying, it is a two-way thing. You know, we need other people, but people also need us.
Yeah, definitely.
And so I think it's important to not just, I mean, I'm not saying to have that mindset that, okay, people need me, you know, I can go and do this, that, and, you know, be the hero. No, it's not like that at all. It's more about putting yourself into somebody else's shoes and putting yourself into the position where you can say, okay, this person genuinely needs me. And if there's anything that I can give, I'd be more than happy to give it, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So thanks for joining us today, everyone. Everyone's going to have a good week, and look forward to catching up with everyone again next time.
One last thing I've mentioned before, if you ever need to talk, if you just feel like you just want to vent, or if you feel like you want somebody to talk to, me and my mates, Access Radio Taranaki on Facebook, flick us a message and we will do our best to get back to you.
And thanks to our sponsor, Life Skills Taranaki.
Big ups, Life Skills.
Thanks for listening, guys. Hope everyone's enjoyed the show. And catch us again next time. And thanks to our sponsor, Life Skills Taranaki, for their support with the show.
Yes, big ups to Life Skills. And if you enjoyed our show, you can check it out on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify. And you can also check it out on Access Radio Taranaki.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.